I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show. I am Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host. My guest today is Peace Mother Gita Sacred Song, who is a peace shaman and ecstatic enlightened master. She is an embodiment of divine mother love, wisdom, and miraculous healing. The Holy Mother was trained in mind-soul retrieval, worked with Jacinto Zab, one of Mexico's greatest Mayan shaman. Prior to that experience, she studied the yogic path with her gurus from India, Swami Muktananda Paramahansa and Swami Guru Maya Balansananda of Siddha Yoga. Through her guru's grace, Peace Mother was bestowed with the power to heal, illuminate, and elevate the consciousness of all creation with her sacred songs, touch, and intention. As a peace shaman, the Holy Mother is donated by Divine Mother to fortify peace on earth by offering prayers, songs, and sacred ceremonies wherever she travels. To advance humanity toward enlightenment, Peace Mother has created radiant tools to activate the light within us. She utilizes prayer and mantras from India, Mayan, and other indigenous traditions to heal, remove torments, strengthen us, and fill us with wisdom. She has recorded many mantra CDs for spiritual protection, devotion, prosperity, and healing. Peace Mother is author of the soul-strengthening book, The Impeccable Warrior of Light, Mantras and Rituals for Spiritual Protection, and The Shaman's Journal, Self-Healing and Enlightenment, Part 1. The Shaman's Journal is part of a three-book series which traces Peace Mother's own spiritual journey as a bhakti yogi, divine mother instrument, and peace shaman. Peace Mother has 9 CDs that contain power-filled prayers, sacred songs, ancient chants, and mantras that evoke healing and balance to the spirit. Training in sacred song medicine, Peace Mother's chanting showers Divine Mother's grace to all. Peace Mother also offers pilgrimages to the Yucatan, online courses, shamanic workshops, lectures, and a special treat, the Mayan Soul Retrieval Olympias, that remove negative energies and limiting patterns, and is useful for long-standing physical and emotional conditions. Visit her website to learn more about these. Peace Mother is the founder of Sacred Peace Center, a tax-exempt nonprofit organization dedicated to the healing and enlightenment of all beings and all realities. More information is available at www.sacredpeace.org. Because of the length of the interview, we will have part one today and continue with the second part next show. However, before we talk with Peace Mother, I would like to have a word about our sponsor. And now a word from our sponsor, A Distinctive Style magazine, at www.adistinctivestyle.com. This magazine is identified as an art-loving, earth-conscious, inspirational community that reports on eco-products and awareness, art and artisans, celebrities making a difference in the world, charities, and inspirational stories, and you won't be disappointed. The upcoming issue is again full of wonderful articles. The cover story is with Colin Firth and how he perceived the stuttering part of himself as he played the king in his Oscar-winning role in The King's Speech. Jane Fraser, founder of the Stuttering Association, was also interviewed for this piece. There are lots of articles and videos about autism and how it affects the outer world. Children are bullied and stared at because of their condition, and we're letting people know what it's like to be on the inside of the autistic child. Our goal is to help eliminate the judging of others. There is also an interview with Derek Paravicini, musical savant, who can recall every song he's ever heard, and Dr. Adam Oakleford, who has taken Derek on as a full-time friend and who is a professor of music in London. These are a few of the stories you will read in the upcoming issue of A Distinctive Style magazine, and I know you will want to subscribe. For more information and to subscribe, go to www.adistinctivestyle.com. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Peace Mother Gita, Sacred Song, and I look forward to talking with you about spirituality and healing. I'd like to start with the sacred sounds, mantras, and chants used for healing. So first, how does chanting help us heal?
Chanting is the most beautiful practice because it's not only effortless, but it's joyful, and it heals everything about our being, mind, body, spirit, and it heals the atmosphere around us. Chanting mantras, doing prayers, affirmations, sends out a vibration mm-hmm. to the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And as that vibration goes out, it sends out a force of light, a wave of light. So as far as healing ourselves, as we radiate this light, it goes into every cell, mm-hmm. and it begins to reprogram that cell, mm-hmm. because every illness is based in thought, emotion. But what many in the New Age or in these communities where they understand now that, yes, thought is the builder, thought mm-hmm. builds realities, but In the case of the Mayan Shaktipat Limpias and the Mayan tradition of soul retrieval, we understand that there is a cause beyond that. There is a root cause beyond the thought. Mm-hmm. The thought sprang up from a force, an energy that we allowed to enter, a negative force, mm-hmm. a negative energy that then latches onto the mind. It takes place in the mind. It inhabits the mind. It takes residence in the mind. And now it begins its propaganda. And now it begins its rhetoric. And it is merciless. It's pummeling us with that rhetoric constantly. So the individual develops a negative programming, mm-hmm. what we would call a negative programming, a negative thought pattern. Mm-hmm. Then the thought pattern sends out those waves into the body, into the spirit, into the mind of that limitation, of that limited existence. And as it's sent out, each thought is a brick that's building a reality, and therefore we end up with conditions. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But through chanting, we dissolve all of that. It's a blast of light. Mm-hmm. It's a flow, a wave of light that dissolves negative programming. The body loves it. The cells love it. All of the channels love it mm-hmm. in the body. So it's a beautiful song wave that goes out, healing, removing debris that is not conducive to our highest being. Mm-hmm. That is how it works.
Mm-hmm. Great. Now, how can mantras and sacred sound help in hospitals, airplanes, airports, and so forth?
They're supremely needed. We have a small team, but as we grow, that is on our list of approaching, for example, the airlines and the airports. Let us remember that when people go into an airport or an airplane, there's a lot of fear. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people that drink to kill that fear. There's mm-hmm. a lot of worry. There's a lot of stress involved in the trip and who they're going to meet and being on the airplane. There are many conditions that are full of discord. However, if in the airport, if you're playing, or it really is the same thing, whether it's an airport, a hospital, a home, when you play the mantras, you are infusing that place with light. Mm-hmm. You are protecting it. And you are bringing in, you are calling forth those energies that are praised in that mantra, in that prayer, in that affirmation. So it's a praise.
Mm-hmm.
It's a song praising universal energies. And it's a song praising the light and invoking the light. So, of course, everyone is able to be at their very best.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
It is the force of love. It is love in action.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously everyone can benefit from waves of love.
Right, right. Which mantra songs would you recommend for reducing insomnia, fear, stress, health issues, anger, violence, or other imbalances?
We have recorded mantras specifically for that. We have the mantra, the age-old mantra, Kali Durge Namo Nama. And we recorded it very beautifully. I'm very pleased with how it came out.
Mm-hmm.
And this mantra calls on Divine Mother, which is the light. Is Divine Mother in the form of the warrioress, in the form of the fierce protector that will not allow darkness, will not allow suffering, will not allow these dark forces of anger, of violence, of self-limitation, of self-loathing that creates negative habits, for example.
Mm-hmm.
This mantra dissolves the darkness and brings in the light.
Mm-hmm.
And we recorded it in the way that I liked people to experience, which is a soft version, which is the angelic Kali. Then there is a medium tempo. And then there are always the very still versions, and then there is a what I call the rock and roll version. So
mm-hmm.
there is always that
mm-hmm.
we like to have dance tracks for people
mm-hmm.
because that's one of the best ways to empower your prayers.
Mm-hmm.
But the power in chanting is that also in singing the mantra instead of just repeating it. There's power in repeating it, but there's even greater power in singing it, and there's even greater power in singing it at high voice.
Oh.
So
mm-hmm.
So when you're singing, for example, Kali Durge Namo Nama Kali, Kali Durge Namo Nama Kali, and you're singing with devotion,
mm-hmm.
Kali Durge Namo Nama Kali, Kali Durge Namo Nama Kali, Kali Durge, Kali Durge. You can sing it in a soft way, in a determined way,
mm-hmm.
but you
mm-hmm.
will find that with mantras, the mind loves it. So the mind latches onto it,
mm-hmm.
takes hold of it. And then it's ongoing in your mind, even when you're not trying in a conscious way to repeat it, it's repeating by itself.
The ears like it too. It's very appealing to my ears, and I'm sure it will be to the listeners. Everyone wants prosperity. They want great relationships. They want peace. They want love. They want all of the things that are very positive in life. So which mantras or songs help increase prosperity, harmonious relationships, peace, self-love, alignment with the divine will, clarity, and soul empowerment?
On our website, we have various CDs. We have 9 CDs so far, and 2 more that we've recorded that are not released yet, which will be released very soon. And there is a specific CD for generating prosperity, and it is the Prosperity Mantras CD called Opening the Doors to Infinite Blessings.
Mm-hmm.
And it has mantras to Lakshmi, to the Divine Mother of prosperity, beauty, and light,
mm-hmm.
and success and victory. Then there are mantras such as Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. This is saying, Thy will be done, O beautiful Lord,
mm-hmm.
Thy will be done.
Mm-hmm.
Very beautiful mantras for aligning with divine will and for obtaining clarity. We have many mantras to the Divine Mother version of who is known as Chandi or Kali or Durga, and all of these all of these facets of Divine Mother Grace bring forth the virtues, they bring forth the strength and the determination, the positive power, the clarity, and that force, that loving force, defeats, it drives out the negative forces that limit us, that make us believe we are small and powerless, or that create confusion or hostility, or that create violence in some people, anger, the anger demons. It dissolves these huge forces as well as the small ones. So, like as I said before, I'm very pleased that we recorded many of these in India, and we have a great composer, and he created beautiful music, and the chorus all did an excellent job. And the end result is such a healing wave for everyone that listens to it. I receive constant compliments on the music wherever I go. And people say, I sleep to it, I drive to it. It's made a profound and instant difference in my perspective, in my emotions.
That's what I was going to ask you next, is how you really use these. Is it best to use them when you're meditating, or is it best just to sit and listen to them, or is there no best way to use them?
Yes, there are only best ways, and many of them, and unlimited. So you one should use them as much as possible, because if we look at our life, and if we look at modern life and the day-to-day existence, we see so much noise pollution and so much nonsense being blasted at us through commercials. There are some good commercials, informative, but there are many things that are actually foul, that are of low vibration. There's a lot of cursing on air now, for example. There's a lot of just throwing this energy at us, and we are saturated with noise and vibrations that are not taking us anywhere except on a downward spiral. So it's a very wise practice for anyone that wishes to experience illumination, that wishes to experience a positive life, an empowered life, a healthy life, to, as much as possible, chant, sing, repeat mantras, repeat your prayers, repeat and sing while, listen to them while meditating, listen to them while sleeping, because the dark forces are relentless. They are impeccable beings in their warfare. They never stop. If you listen to your mind, you will, if you really pay attention to it in a vigilant way, you'll see that the mind never stops speaking. It is programming. It is telling us this, that, and a lot of what it's telling us is negative, because we've absorbed that from previous generations, from our families, friends, from the culture. So we must replace it. It's very simple. You simply replace it. And what a beautiful way to replace it. Singing, for example, Om Mahalakshmi Namostute. Om Mahalakshmi Namostute. Praising the energy, the life and light force of prosperity. What you praise and what you focus on comes to you. You draw it to you. So when is it a good time to draw all the good to us? All the time.
Now, Peace Mother, I want to ask about the Mayan Shakti Pot Limpius. And first, I want to thank you for your kind gift of one that I used last evening. And I wanted to give you a little feedback on that session. First, I could feel my third eye open. And then I felt a lightness of my body. And then I also felt like all stress. And I was a little tired when I sat down, but the tiredness left. And I meditated while I was listening to the chant. And it was a fantastic meditation. The colors that I saw were just magnificent. And there was so much peace and love and beauty in my meditation. And I want to tell you, I look forward to doing this again in the future.
You had a wonderful experience, and you can look forward to any time that you have Olympia to have a powerful experience.
Then what conditions can be healed by the Mayan Shaktipat Olympia?
What we call Olympia, which is a Spanish word for cleansing and clearing, and we call ours, our version, of a cleansing and clearing, or as other indigenous groups call it, soul retrieval. And we call it Shaktipat soul retrieval because of the fact that my guides are from India. I have gurus that I've studied with and learned about mantras from the tradition of India, Sanskrit prayers. And there is that Sanskrit energy. There is that sacred energy of India there. And then there is the energy from the Mayan tradition, which was gifted to me by my Mayan teacher, Don Jacinto Sab. So this prayer that has evolved draws on all of the grace from all of these different cultures. So it's a Shaktipat, Limpia. Now, what is Shaktipat? Shaktipat is an infusion of grace from the master to the initiate. It's a movement of light that is really showered upon us. It saturates us and moves the kundalini, which is our spiritual energy. It starts generating the chakras, moving the chakras so they spin correctly. Mm-hmm. The nadis, the channels within the body, the 72 million canals that we have in our body that carry the life force, that carry the vital fluids, these are also called upon to flow perfectly. It's a miraculous therapy. And in each case, it's different as to the effects and how much grace one receives that is really due to many factors. However, we have had great and constant miracles, we can call them miracles, where people had very serious cancer, for example, and then they suddenly didn't, or where people have come and they've had tumors and then they didn't, where people have had all kinds of conditions. They could be emotional conditions. They can be prosperity issues. And then they have a set of the Limpia treatments, and then very quickly, the conditions disappear or solutions come. It's a shower of grace. So there is, of course, no limit to what grace can do. And therefore, we should expect the highest and know that the grace of the universe is being called forth to help us, to strengthen us, to illuminate us, and to help us be happy.
Peace, Mother. What I used last night was the online Shaktipat Limpia. And how does this work?
Well, again, since this is grace that we are speaking of, there is no limit to how grace can work. And I realized a few years ago that I was becoming so busy that I was not always able to do more in-person Limpias. I did in-person Limpias for years around the world. And they're very rewarding, of course. We all love to see the instant change in the person and to see their life blossom. But I realized that with all the books that I wish to complete and all those CDs that require time in the recording studio and pilgrimages and other projects that take energy, that I would not always be able to see very many people in person. So I asked our center to record the prayer, to put me in the recording studio where I could record the prayer, and then we set music to it. And so when people hear the prayer, many people say it was as if you were right in front of me. It was so amazing.
Right.
And they, as you had this amazing experience, so do other people have similar experiences of cosmic journeys, of cosmic visions, of really great, great experiences with their angels and their archangels and their spirit guides and of healings taking place. The great thing about the online Soul Retrieval Limpia is that people can hear it from the comfort of their home on their own time schedule. And it is my desire that people become aware that this exists and that they can receive something that I am sure they've never received before. I really doubt that most people have received something like this.
Right. I agree. This was the first time I had had something like this, and as I say, it was a fantastic experience and one I want to repeat. Now, speaking of repeating, how often then should one have a Mayan Shaktipat Limpia?
There are different ways to approach it. Each limpia clears away levels of karma that we are still carrying around.
Mm-hmm.
So the question would be, well, how many layers of karma must we be carrying around? So there's quite a bit of work to do. And they're so dramatic in that, for example, sometimes people think that they're all right, and they're not. Sometimes they have certain weaknesses, certain habits they're not even aware of. The spell of the dark forces is so strong over their consciousness. Sometimes people do realize that they feel sleepy all the time, or that they just seem to have a cloud over their mind. When it, of course, with the health issues, it's a lot easier to recognize when you're having issues.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes some people have huge dark forces attached to them. If, for example, in the case of an anger demon,
mm-hmm.
someone has an anger demon, it's really wise to have a series, to sign up for a series. And the center gives them a discount. We try to make everything as affordable as possible.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason you need the series is because you're chopping away at this force that you have been feeding for who knows how long.
Oh.
When did that anger demon latch on to you? When mm-hmm. did you pick it up from your father or your mother or a relative or another family member? Or was it living there in the house that you moved into? Maybe the people that lived there before, they had it. So there are many patterns within people that are self-deprecating, that are self-sabotaging, that do create great suffering. And it really is recommended that they have more than one. But, of course, the key is to start. Start with one, then have them as often as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Because let us remember that every day we are traveling. We are hearing, we are listening, we are tuning in to the rest of the world, our friends, family. We are a sponge. Most people don't know how to protect themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So they are receiving constant impressions and layers of impressions, and then they've got the karmic impressions. So there is, as we just laughed about a little bit ago, there is a lot of work to do.
Mm-hmm.
And the more that you can have, the sooner you will reach enlightenment. We can leave it at that.
Mm-hmm. I use an affirmation each morning and visualize light surrounding me. Are things like that effective?
Yes, yes, very much. Every thought is effective one way or another. It could be negatively effective, mm-hmm. positively effective.
Mm-hmm.
Every thought counts. If we think of a thought as a brick and we are laying down that brick,
mm-hmm.
and the more often you lay down that brick, then you build a reality.
Mm-hmm.
So absolutely. Absolutely. And using the affirmations, using the prayers, you visualizing, it all helps. And we must do some of everything, whatever appeals to us, but to do it consistently.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I do mine when I walk on the beach in the morning. It's always quiet and peaceful. It's usually about 7 o'clock and it's quiet, so that I find a good place to do my affirmations and visualizing and all.
Yes, that's a beautiful place. That's a very powerful place, too.
The beach?
The beach, mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. The waves seem to bring a lot of energy.
Yes, yes, yes. But there is no, although there are places such as the beach, which is the ocean near the ocean front, on a mountain, near any sacred site.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we know these are power places, but we have an armor, a shield of armor of light that we must maintain.
Mm-hmm.
That is our birthright. Now, how much of that is intact really depends on the person's lifestyle, what they've been doing, how they've been doing, and how they've been living their life.
Mm-hmm.
But it is our sacred duty to bolster that mm-hmm. shield of light.
Mm-hmm.
And we must be vigilant of every thought and replace every negative thought that is planted in our mind by some negative force, replace it with a positive affirmation. Replace it with a mantra like
mm-hmm.
Kali Durge, Namo,
mm-hmm.
Nama. Replace it with a positive vision. And then we find that we are able to manifest everything that we contemplated.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then how are the limpias superior to other therapies?
Well, this can be utilized in complement to other therapies. I never tell anyone, no, you should stop taking your medication or you should stop doing this. Because let us say, for example, that someone is taking a certain medication. And we know that some medications are harsh. Some help in some way, but then they deplete the body in another way.
Mm-hmm.
However, if the person continued with their medication and they began the limpias, they would find several things would happen. One is that their immune system, their body functions, their flexibility or mobility or their ability, their stability, their immune system, and whatever is needed to improve will improve. And then secondly, their clarity of their mind would improve. So you have more mind power mm-hmm. with which to do things. And mind is the builder.
Mm-hmm.
What our mind thinks is what affects our body.
Mm-hmm.
It is not the other way around. So as we have this infusion of grace, so many layers of clouds and veils of self-destructive energies are removed, and the person becomes like new. I have seen people, for example, who were in an alternative cancer program and was told, that's it. There's nothing that can be done for you.
Mm-hmm.
She was a young woman also. They told her, there's nothing that can be done. That's it. You're at the end of your life. And through grace, she saw her friend met me, and then her friend brought her for a soul retrieval, in-person soul retrieval session.
Mm-hmm.
And then a few sessions, this person that had before having to go back to her country, she began to blossom. The color came into her cheeks. She had an energy attached to her, which was a masculine energy. And I told her, you should start dressing more in a more feminine way. And during the session, she actually felt she had a beard on her. She had the experience of this realization that there was this beard. And then she recalled seeing a photo of a great-great-grandfather or being like this. And when she was young, and somehow that energy penetrated,
mm-hmm.
and she took on some of his karma.
Oh.
Things like this do happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so through many reasons, this young woman had all of these serious cancer problems. But to this date, she is still alive. And not only that, but she blossomed when she came for the limpias. Her mind opened up, and the joy, she had no joy in
mm-hmm.
her,
mm-hmm.
and the joy and the gusto came back into her heart. So her spirit became strong. And when you have a strong spirit, you can do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So the limpias help on all levels.
Mm-hmm. It sounds to me then like it's a very holistic approach that affects the physical, mental, and spiritual. Is that?
Oh, yes.
Right.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. It affects every aspect of our being. It goes beyond that. It affects, for example, the generational issues
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
we are all the sum total of as we are physiologically, that our blood is the blood of the blood of the blood of the blood of the grandfathers and the grandfathers and grandmothers before that. And through our lineage, we are the sum total of also the thought patterns
mm-hmm.
of our lineage.
Mm-hmm.
And many times people come for sessions who have this strong connection to a certain person in their background, and they are able to pinpoint who it is, and they're able to cut those cords, and they're able to now have their own individual life
mm-hmm.
instead of
mm-hmm.
being tied to a limited reality of someone else's.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, and if someone is, for example, working with herbs or they're working with medications of different types or treatments, again, we never say stop doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Use this in complement, and then you make your decision based on how you feel as to what you feel you should continue to do. That
mm-hmm.
is my point of view.
Mm-hmm. Great. Is this effective with the very young and the very old?
Yes. Oh, yes, very much so. We have wonderful cases, even little babies that can't even speak, that
mm-hmm.
have conditions where they're able to listen to the online session or when I used to do in person. We have cases of people who have certain challenges, people who are in comas who are suddenly able to come back, or
mm-hmm.
they have movement where they were paralyzed. the elderly need desperately. They need the limpias because, as we know, everything is now deteriorating, including the mind, the mind power. And also, there is the reality of the impending death, if not now, well, X number of years in the future. It certainly is closer the older we get. And there is fear for many people. There are also unresolved issues. So the soul retrieval, Shaktipat Limpias, help with all of that. They help to, in every aspect of the person's life, they help to move the person forward as a soul to reach their highest destiny as a soul. Whatever they came here to do, to help them complete it.
Next, I would like to ask about one of your books, The Impeccable Warrior of Light. And how would reading this book help the listeners?
If I may also just reply a little bit also to your previous question about the children. Because we all know that the children are our future. And children have their own issues. And children nowadays have many issues with our complicated world. And the limpias are so essential to them because the children are the ultimate sponge. They are absorbing everything from the parents, everything from the culture, everything from the television, everything from their classmates. And we see many gifted children that are very sensitive. And because they are sensitive, then they see the invisible world. And they see the monsters, you know, they see the dark forces, they see those entities that are in a place that are zooming around, they see shadows, they see it all, and they are afraid. They are afraid. And many times these very sensitive children also get put in places specifically that have very strong energies that in order to make the child strong. But without the knowledge of how to protect themselves, and without the grace of removing those fears, the child cannot be an impeccable warrior of light, which they certainly have the capacity to be. And we have great success that children that have various disorders, children that have various syndromes, by listening to the limpias, have dramatic and miraculous improvements. And my heart goes out to the children, and I just love to see each case where a child is able to be exposed to these miraculous sounds. With the mantras, we have also so many glowing reports of children who couldn't sleep at night, but with the mantra they can, of a different, an improvement in the moods of the child, an improvement in the way they behave at school, if someone was very hyperactive before. So many great, great testimonials. So to everyone who's listening, I encourage you, please do more for the children. Don't tell them that they're imagining things. They're able to see. They're more innocent. So they see the invisible world, and instead help them. Help them, help them. May I give you one case, for example?
Right, that'd be great.
May I give you an example of a very dramatic situation that happened with a child?
Right, yes, please.
Once a woman came to me, and she had a soul retrieval session for herself, and then she had such a great experience. She said, I would like to bring my son to you. He's in grade school, and they've ordered me to take him to a psychotherapist because he speaks about killing himself, and they're very afraid that he might kill others, as we've seen in shootings in schools. So she said, I'd like to bring him. And I said, I don't think if you ask him right now, I don't believe he will say yes, because those dark forces that are attached to him are moving him down a dangerous path, and they want to make sure they can continue to control him. So he's not able to speak for himself. His soul is not able to speak for itself. So I said to her, what we can do is we'll do a remote limpia. We'll do a remote soul retrieval session over a petition, a written petition, or if you have a picture of him, we'll do it over his picture. And we did it. I told her after we do it, he'll be more open. She has shown him a purple flyer with my picture on it, and she had asked him in the beginning, would you like to go see this lady? And he said, no, I don't want to. But after the remote session, he himself went and picked up the paper He went to the mother and he said, I want to go see the purple lady.
Mm-hmm.
So he wanted to go see the purple lady. And he came to see me, and he was the most magical, wonderful, mystical child that was able to receive images of Mayan glyphs and pyramids and many, many beautiful symbols.
Mm-hmm.
But dark forces were trying to remove him from the planet. And there is I'm sure that if someone checked statistics, they would find that there is a very high number, growing number, increasing number of suicide rates in children and teenagers and young beings. I'm really seeing that they are under severe attack. And this does not need to be.
Mm-hmm.
Just one remote limpia changed that child's life.
I taught a course on suicidology when I was teaching at Duke, and the adolescent population was the highest of all of the suicide rates.
I am really seeing it in the children, in the younger, now younger and younger, because,
mm-hmm.
yes, these children, the last generations that have been born here into this planet Earth, are the crystal. There is the crystal children, which they're a lot of them are now grown up. And then you have the amethyst children. And the amethyst children, or they call them the indigo children.
Mm-hmm.
The
right.
indigo children carry anger with them. They are very easily attacked by anger demons and demons that make them very unstable. So one minute they're very angelic, and the next minute they're violent or unruly. They make a scene. They are very emotional,
mm-hmm.
whereas the crystal children are much more quiet. They're based in that love, that pure love. But certainly these dark forces can play havoc, and certainly they respond brilliantly to the soul retrieval sessions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It is a great gift unto them, so they can go on and live a full, radiant life.
Right. Great. Now, do people tend to become more spiritual-oriented following some of these services, like when
yes.
they have limpia or when they
yes.
listen to the chants or your CDs and all?
Yes, very much so. The vibration is so powerful. It's the vibration of pure grace.
Mm-hmm.
I am not the doer. I don't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's Divine Mother, the universal Divine Mother of the cosmos, that works through me.
Mm-hmm.
It's my Mayan lineage that works through me.
Mm-hmm.
It's my guides. They are working through me, and they are the ones that are doing the work.
Mm-hmm.
So apart from the physical healing and what we call the emotional healing, but there is the spiritual healing. As the grace descends, the chakras, such as the third eye chakra,
mm-hmm.
which is our intuitive center, and the crown chakra and our heart chakra, all of these chakras are balanced and they are opened so that people are able to forgive things they could not forgive before. They're able to bless and release the past. They're able to believe in themselves. They're able to accept more that they are a spiritual divine being with a divine inheritance. Whereas it's very easy for an individual, due to the vibration of the material world, to become more and more material in the sense that they become more mental, more
mm-hmm.
and more mental.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all theory. It's theory. Oh, yes, yes, I know. I've read a million books. I'm a spiritual person. But they're not living it in its full blast way. They're not filled with ecstasy or that deep, profound peace that gives you the faith to carry you through whatever challenges you must face.
Mm-hmm.
So very much it triggers a beautiful wave of spirituality, of spiritual knowledge, of wisdom, of being close to spirit. And people often say that. They say, I felt the presence of God in a way I never felt it before during
mm-hmm.
the
mm-hmm.
soul retrieval prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, after that, well, then you approach your life very differently after such a profound experience.
Mm-hmm. Peace Mother, I have to ask you this, for I'm in a Search for God group, and they will want me to ask you this about your book, The Impeccable Warrior of Light, how this book can help us increase the light within, and also how this can help us to connect with our angels and spirit guides more?
Excellent question. Thank you. And this book is supremely important to humanity. It's vitally important because we have so many books and teachers that tell people, yes, you're great, yes, you're wonderful, and people hear it, but it doesn't sink in as far as it could, or we can say should. And why not? Because there are energies attached to the person that are blocking. I call it the cement syndrome. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we have concrete. I've done limpias for people, for example, and we'll come tie it into the book also. But people have an actual seal on their third eye or a seal on their heart. So they're not able to be they're not able to live in their full potential spiritually. The book was an inspiration from Divine Mother, who told me, my children need to be protected. They're not protecting themselves enough. So they are doing a little of this and a little of that, but they don't understand the science, the ancient science of spiritual protection. They must become impeccable warriors of light in order to succeed in their mission at this very important time on planet Earth.
Mm-hmm.
So in the book, I share all of the basics of what I do in this miraculous work, in the soul retrieval work. And it has affirmations in it, it has techniques, it has a list of ingredients that people can use for protection, it has mantras. I really am very happy that we are able to complete our highest destiny by saying to people, here, use this, read this, use it as a guide every day, open it up to any page you wish, and you will bolster your psychic shield. You will bolster. We are seeing at this time, Dr. Helvey, on this planet, that there's a huge wave, an infusion of grace, of angels, archangels, spirit guides reaching out to people. But we need to be able to also meet them at least halfway or part of the way. We must be able to feel it. And when these dark forces desensitize us, we do feel them, but we don't feel the grace, you see. We do. We have alarm systems in our being that allow us to sense when something is not right, when there is the presence of evil, when there is negative energy. However, most people, many people, have shut down those senses, and they're not listening to their inner voice, to their inner guidance. The angels and archangels are speaking, but the person is not listening. The book is short and to the point. It speaks, as I do, in clarity, to the point. Here's what you can do. Because my motto is chop, chop, chop. Let's go, let's go. What are you waiting for? I'm that kind of teacher. And so I like to give people concise, very powerful instruments that they can utilize. And those are the instruments that I have tried out for myself. I have experimented, and I have found this works. Use it, and it will work for you. So how does it help people? It helps people on every level, and it helps us to reach our highest destiny. It helps us to connect with the guides by fortifying our home, cleansing our home, cleansing our own aura in the ways and with the techniques that I share in the book.
Great. Good. Now, Peace Mother, you have some pilgrimages coming up. And can you tell us what happens or what takes place during these?
Yes, my pleasure. Thank you. I'm currently on pilgrimage in Baja California in Mexico. And we are then going from April 28th until May 18th to San Francisco. So that is coming up very, very soon. In each pilgrimage, we offer courses. We offer courses on meditation, on spiritual protection. We offer ceremonies, participatory ceremonies, where I teach everyone how they can write their prayer petitions. It's a beautiful way for people to be empowered because they are given the mantras. We chant them together. We set up an altar, and people are given the example of the bliss that comes from doing our work in a very reverential way. And in a powerful, focused way.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the ceremonies, such as the prosperity ceremonies. I also do shamanic healing circles, where I work on each person in a group. So mm-hmm. although I don't do very many in-person one-on-one sessions anymore, I do a few, but mainly we concentrate on doing group soul retrieval sessions. But in the shamanic healing circle, the person is also shown how to do healing for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a program that's very close to my heart. We also do peace concerts, and which are big jam sessions where we invite all the local musicians and everyone, and we'll chant together, sing together, because the more you dance, the happier you are, mm-hmm. and the freer you are. So we do lots of dancing, and I sometimes go and visit schools, the children, which I will be doing in San Francisco, and we go and make pilgrimages to the local sacred sites. So it's a little bit of everything, and all of it great, 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 great.
Mm-hmm. I thank you, Peace Mother, for this interesting information. And we will have the rest of this interview on the next show. I thank you for joining me today on this program in the Faith, Healing, and Spirituality series. I hope some of the information was useful to you. I invite you to my website, www.holistichealthshow.com, where each show is placed on the Sunday following broadcast and is free for your listening. Go to the blog and click on the streaming button. In addition, all previous shows are archived there. Also, I place the latest research on cancer and other related topics there twice a week. I also invite you to look at my products for sale, including my most recent book, Healthy Holistic Aging, that tells you how to live into your older years free of prescribed medications and illnesses as I have. Now, at age 78, I have no chronic illnesses or prescribed medications. I also have some ebooks and a CD on smoking cessation there. You can also sign up for my free monthly email, Healthy Holistic Aging newsletter, to be mailed to you. I look forward to having you with me on my next show. I am Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host, wishing you a great week.